Welcome to Lagniappe, a news feature of KEDM Public Radio with information on issues and events. I'm Bob Lennox, joined in studio today by Patrick Girl with Tenori's and Missy Fleming, Resource Development Director. Thank you both for joining us today.
Thank you.
Thank you. It's good to be here.
And ARCO has a benefit, a wine tasting benefit, that's going to be taking place at Tenori's on July 15th. That's coming up Thursday evening from 6 until 8. Missy, if you would, explain what ARCO's role is in the community and some of the services that they provide.
ARCO is a nonprofit United Way agency, and we provide services for babies and adults with developmental disabilities. Some of those services would include therapies for babies that are born with developmental delays or a significant disability. And then we have adult services, and those services quite simply are providing the support those men and women need to live out in the community, and then our supported work program gives them the support they need to work out in the community. We do have a couple of really interesting business enterprises through our supported work program, one of which is a confidential document destruction service.
How can someone find out more about that if they have a business that would be interested in a service such as that?
Well, they could call me on my cell, 372-7817. But I think most importantly for your listeners to know that ARCO is a community resource for all members of our community. And one of the things that we're doing through that business enterprise is offering a free destruction service for individuals in the community. It's our way to give back to folks that give so much to us and let us help them protect themselves from potential identity theft.
You mentioned the worker program, and that is something that folks are aware of. And what is some of the feedback that you hear from employers who work with some of the adults with developmental disabilities? What kind of feedback? Because certainly it's a vital part of, you know, giving them some structure and, you know, giving them some purpose.
Yeah. And I mean, and it's independence is what it is. And
right.
just like you and I, we've got to work to make a living. And our folks are very proud to be able to be tax paying citizens. And I think one of the things that we hear most often is the reliability, the pride that they take in every task, just because they have that opportunity. They have an opportunity to give back. And most importantly, it provides acceptance. Mm-hmm. And the opportunity to make natural friendships. So it's usually not only do they have an incredible employee, but they also have someone there who is a great source of motivation and inspiration for other employees.
Right. Recently, it's word's gotten out about how the state, as far as the funds towards ARCO, looking to be cut around $160,000. What options are... Is the agency considering at this time, you know, consolidating things like that? What is kind of like a tentative plan that's being put into place?
Well, the potential $160,000 is added on top of some additional cuts that we've taken in the last 18 months. So it's actually to the tune of in between $600,000 and $700,000 in cuts. Mm. And some of the things that we've done right now are all of our employees have taken some level of pay cut, benefits, those types of things. The employees have really come on board by giving everything that we can in order to keep the programs healthy and keep them in our community because they're so needed. The other thing that we're looking at is, of course, some level of a consolidation of services, especially in our supported living program, where we may have a participant who is living on their own, where possibly taking in a roommate would help us decrease the overall salary expense of someone, because then you need one staff person for two people.
Right.
And so looking at some ways, which is something that we actually presented a long time ago to the state as a cost savings, and now we'll be able to implement that, and then we're going to have to do a whole bunch of fundraising, which is where the Tenori's wine tasting comes in.
And Patrick certainly stepping in and really getting the word out to where people can come to the benefit and network a little bit, find out more about ARCO and how they can help out. What things do you have showcased coming up for Thursday?
Well, we're going to have about 30 different kinds of wines, and it's going to vary throughout the whole world. We'll have a lot of Californian wines, but we'll also have wines from other parts of the world, including a Moscato, which is the hottest varietal going. So I want everybody to come out and taste everything that we have.
I heard recently that things are looking good for the crop this past year. So, definitely.
Oh yeah, yeah. They said it's going to be one of the best ever.
Why does ARCO and its services stand out to you in partnering up with?
Well, I'm a big Green Bay Packer fan, and one day Doug Peterson came into the shop and he says, "I need your help."
Mm-hmm.
And he says, "We're going to start a auction and a program over here, and I'd like you to donate a little bit of something." So we've given a wine tasting, and I've donated some wines and things to the ARCO functions over the years. And I know that with the loss of state funding and everything, we really need to redouble our efforts in order to support them.
Missy, with these proceeds from the benefit, what will they be going towards?
They'll be going directly toward programmatic services.
And, of course, that covers the gamut. And like we said, there's so many different services within ARCO that, you know, folks may not be aware of. So it's definitely a time to come out and find out more about that. Patrick, a number that folks can call to find out more information.
Well, the tasting is going to be this Thursday, mm-hmm. the 15th, from 6 until 8 p.m. at Tenori's Wine Cellar. That's at 801 Louisville Avenue. The number that they can call is 325-4100.
Missy, if someone would like to find out about the confidential document destruction service that they have, or more information about ARCO in general, how do they get in touch with you?
They can get in touch with me at 372-7817, or please go and check out our website at www.arcomonroe.org.
Patrick, Missy, thank you for joining us today.
Thank you.
Thank you.
You can hear this and other Lanyap podcasts by visiting the Listening Room online at kedm.org.